This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Well, hope you guys are having a great day today, and welcome to Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and I'm glad you guys decided to join with me today in this podcast. You know, I have a lot of great dynamic friends, subscribers, clients of mine all across this amazing globe that I like to call my family. And no matter where you come from, what side of the, you know, the tracks you come from, whether you're a friend of mine, good friend of mine, family member, you know, client, subscriber, hey, you are all our family here at Identity Network. And once again, I'm glad and honored to be a part of your life as well. I hope you guys are always getting stuff from, you know, revelational stuff from these podcasts. And I love talking to you guys. I love sharing all across the world in my travels and my meetings I do. In fact, I'll be in Alberta, Canada here in the middle of September 2019. So hey, all you guys and gals who are in Alberta, Canada, come be a part of this meeting. If you want to know more about it, hey, contact the office here. I'd love to be able to have my staff to be able to help you guys out and tell you when, where, how, and why. All right, so thank you for that. For Canada, we love Canada. By the way, those in, once again, California, those in my home state of Alabama, those in Texas, Michigan, Florida, gosh, New York, Colorado, we have so many, New Jersey, we have so many dynamic states and countries throughout the world. We've got a lot of people from Taiwan that listen to us. I go to Taiwan periodically to speak as well. Have those in Cambodia. We have those in, gosh, Mexico. I think the other day we had a lot of people in New Zealand, Australia, China, actually. We've got some in Japan. I mean, we are known as an international ministry, and this podcast just travels all around the globe, and it ministers life to people everywhere. And so today I want to talk to you guys about awakened people know this, okay? And that's the name of it. Awakened people know this. Because, you know, I was speaking in California the other day, and we're talking about awakening and just awakened people, because a lot of times people ask me, okay, you know what, help me out here. Like, I've heard this awakening word, and what exactly does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it mean for me? Do I change into another person? What does it mean? Well, you know, when we think of the word awakening, we hear things such as awakening, you know, all through Christianity. Man, you know, there's awakening taking place in this generation. And we hear that. We don't really know exactly what it means. You know, we'll put our own definitions to it. And then we'll hear the word awakening in Buddhism. How many of you ever heard that? You know, oh, Buddha, you know, broke the cycle of karma, and, you know, or, you know, and now he's sort of like, you know, got into his awakening state after sitting under the tree for so long. And you hear the word awakening in Zen and Hinduism. You hear the word awakening in all religions, like every religion. And so awakening actually is something that, once again, might mean something different to different cultures and different religions. Absolutely. We believe here that awakening comes from God. We believe that God wants to awaken us to his Son to begin to really not just energize us, but allow us to see things that our natural eye can't see, hear things that our natural ear can't hear, you know, sort of come up hither, you know, like John the Revelator said in the Bible, you know, come up to the heavens. In other words, get up here and I'll show you some great things. And that's a key thing, I think, for all of us, is awakening to me is learning to be more receptive to who you are, where you are, what you're supposed to live out, you know, your surroundings, understanding the climate or the temperature of your surroundings, your environment, knowing in life what you're called to change versus you're called to accept, knowing what needs to unfold. You know, the greatest thing I love about the word awakening is I like to put it, the word unfolding beside it, because unfolding to me doesn't have a struggle to it. It doesn't have a fight to it. It doesn't have a give in either, as far as loser or, you know, I think sometimes the people tend to go the opposite direction of, oh my gosh, if you take the fight away from me and if you take the challenge away from me, then it gets me the opposite, the negative of I'm a loser, you know, just give in to whatever happens to you in your life, and good, bad, or ugly. That's not true. Awakening symbolizes the unfolding to the power of trust, the power of trusting God, the power of knowing that Like the Bible says, he who began a good work in you is more than able to finish it and complete it. And what that means is you unfold to trusting. You unfold to faith, knowing that, you know what, all things are going to work together for my good. And so really, I shouldn't worry. I shouldn't fret. There's no concern of me because I know I'm fine. I'm going to continue to be fine. And whatever comes my way that I awakened to the fact that it's a challenge for me, you know what, I take it head on. And I face it and I work through it. And then I give into the unfolding of the victory of that, the unfolding of the outcome of that. Because even if you feel like you lose, you win every time. I mean, the Bible says, in him we are more than conquerors. And so you have to remember, no matter what happens and what the turnout may look like or be, you know what, you're always an overcomer and live in victory. So who cares? You know? And I think the word unfolding is a excuse me, a beautiful word, because it allows us to understand that, you know, do I truly trust that my footsteps are ordered by God? If I truly trust that, then just give into it and have fun. I mean, you know, I think people struggle too much in life. I really do. I think people don't really know how to honor the word life and really give in to the fact that life is beautiful. Life can be what you make it to be. And I want to give you some points today on the issue of awakening. So that way, you know what, no matter who you are, what you are, what you believe, what side of the world you come from, this will too will also help you. And once again, here on Thoughts Become Things, I always allude towards the power of the law of attraction. You know, thoughts become things. You attract into your world according to what you think in your heart. You know, if you're negative, you can attract negative things. If you're positive, you attract positive things. Because God made us to be co-creators. He made us to be co-creators where we co-create with him our day. What does your day look like? You know, when we hear happiness is a choice, that's co-creating it. When people say things such as, you know, hey, happiness is a choice. You choose to be happy through any and all circumstances and situations. That's true. What you're saying is you co-create your happiness. You can't rely on anyone else to give you, you know, happiness. You can't rely on God just to zap you and say, I'm making you happy. You have to choose to initiate that in your life. Choose to say, according to my situation and circumstance, I choose to be happy, even though the situation doesn't want me to be happy. Even though the outcome might feel a little bit of rejection, pain, abandonment. I choose to be happy. So happiness really is a choice. People might say, well, how can you be happy at a funeral? How can you be happy out of this and that? You can be happy knowing the person is out of suffering. You can be happy knowing that they're with God. You can be happy knowing that, you know what? Your happiness doesn't depend on other people. My happiness doesn't come from other people. Now, does it mean you're going to grieve? Does it mean you're going to be a little sorrowful because you'd have lost, you know, maybe the love of your life or parent? You know, there's a difference, and I think people don't understand there's a difference in the processes of unfolding when it deals with, you know, grieving, you know, sorrow through people. But then there comes a time. You might say, well, how long does it take? A week, 5 days, you know, 6 months? You will know it, folks. You've got to learn to listen to your internal clock. I like to call the Holy Spirit your internal clock. You've got to listen to that timer in you and knowing when it's going off, saying, okay, you know what? You're going too far with this grieving now. You're going too far with this sorrow. You're going too far with your being upset today. You're going too far with, you know, taking this rejection, this abuse, this abandonment, you know, this argument, you know, this unforgiveness. You're taking it a little bit too far now. Now the clock is going off and it's demanding that you change. And a lot of us are not in tune with that internal clock because a lot of us have not awakened to get inside as opposed to living on the outside. So awakened people know these things. Awakened people understand and know that everything relies on internal, not external. My happiness, my joy, my peace, it doesn't rely on who I'm with, what I have, how good looking they are, how beautiful they are, what a dynamic job I have, how much money I have. Awakened people understand my wealth value is depending on who I am inside. It depends on what I am. And when I say depends on, that means it's an option, it's a choice of how you see yourself. You know, it depends on how you see yourself. I choose today to know that I am a wealth value. I have a wealth value that is out of this world. I have a strong value system set into motion inside of me that I have worked on with God to begin to understand the elements of my life to where I understand when to learn to respond and not react, to look at situations and realize what is Jeremy thinking about this? Let me reason it out. with the voice of reason in me. Let me work through it. Let me find the balance on this, you know, on this pendulum swing to know exactly how I will respond to and through this situation and all situations. Why? Because I know my joy depends on it. I know my happiness depends on it. I know that everything external is waiting on me to answer it. And everything external outside of me is waiting for me to answer it according to that which lies within me. And so once I know my wealth value of who I am, once I understand the system I've put into place, see, no one on earth can put in place how your system runs. And I want you to know that today. No one on this planet can put in you the internal drive, the hard drive, the system of how you want it to flow and function. Only you can determine exactly how you want your life to be as far as my response to life. Because everything external from myself, everything outside of me, waits to see my reaction, waits to see how I will respond to situations, and then it carries that out. And so everything external for me is only a byproduct of how I respond and what I build as a foundation on the inside of me. Once it's built in me, then there's no stopping me. Because everything external from me, everything outside of me automatically sees how I'm responding to situations, how I'm treating all situations, how I'm treating people, what action am I taking, and it goes off that action. It goes off the energy in which I put forth to be able to make it happen. And so that's why we say happiness is a choice. It is what you have to know for you, because you have to learn to respect yourself. Respect yourself enough to say, I am tired of living sarcastic. I'm tired of being negative. I'm tired every day of always getting in an argument with someone at work. I'm tired every day of always arguing with a server at lunch. Why is it always me that gets the bad servers? Why is it always me that my boss picks on? Why is it always me that when I go to work, it's always people around me picking on me? You know, you have to understand, law of attraction, which is a kingdom-based law in the scriptures, lets us know that you do attract the very thing that you know your system has been set up to as inside of you. So the systematic way I have set up within my heart is what I'm attracting, right? And so if I'm always saying, why do I keep on attracting these bad women? Why do I keep on attracting these bad men? Why do every time I get into a job, everyone picks on me? How come everyone hates my, you know, the fact I'm a Christian? See, I think, my honest opinion, I think a lot of times people that say, oh, I'm being persecuted for the sake of the gospel. If you look at society, you'll realize, look, unless you're in China in an underground church where truly they hate religion, period, no matter what religion you are, you know, then you're being persecuted. I mean, when they put you to death, hang you, shoot you, whatever the case may be, because you're of your faith or your belief system, you know, or your religion, you know what? Hey, you're being persecuted. Know the difference. But if you go to work and all you're doing is talking about, you know, you're not relating to work, you're not diving in to make your boss shine, and taking your job to the next level, you know, if you're not implementing revelation within the system of your job and making it change and shift to improve the ethics of your job or the ethics of how things flow and function. If you're not, and you're going to work and you're just talking scripture to everybody, you're taking longer lunch breaks, you're reading your Bible at your desk or whatever it is that you're doing, or when you should be focusing on work, you're over here praying on the phone for five or six different people, I have news for you. You're not being persecuted. You're stealing. You're a thief. You know, you're a thief. You're 100%, 101 thief, and that's how God sees you. Now, you might say, whoa, that sounds a little blunt. Yeah, I know it sounds blunt, but it's the truth. God sees you as a thief. He doesn't see you as, oh, my poor child. Look at them. They're suffering for the gospel's sake. No, He looks and says, look, if you've done it to the least of these, you have done it unto me. And what that means is whatever you do to other people, you know what? You've done it unto God. So you got to be careful. If you're stealing from your job, you're stealing from God. If you're being slothful in your job and you're trying to act like you're all Christian and not doing your job, again, guess what you're doing? You're stealing from God. So awakened people understand the reality of how to function, how to flow, and understand because they have an eye to see inside of them, an ear to hear, you know, inside of them, to know the signs of the times of which their atmosphere is calling for. What do I need to implement now? What is it? What is the change I need to begin to pursue in this moment? Or does there need to be a change? What is my environment when it deals with people around me? What are they sensing? What are they feeling? What, in other words, what energy are they putting off? What can I sense from their energy, their attitude, their persona, everything else? So these are things that people recognize who awakened. Now, some of the points I want to bring to you is this, is knowing your shadowed self. You might say, shadowed self? What does that mean? Your shadowed self is the part of you that is made up of the archetypes, you know, the personas, the complexes, and basically people's comments about you. See, the shadowed self causes self-sabotage and chaos in your life all the time when you give into it. The shadowed self makes decisions that are not aligned with the true person that you are. Did you hear me? So you've got to be careful to realize that shadowed self of you is what everyone else helps make you because you allow them to help make you. The archetypes, you know, that's pushed against you, your personas, the complexes. People will make you feel as, you know, inferior if you allow them to all the time. People will make you feel fearful. People will make you feel whatever it is if you allow their cares or feelings or emotions to affect you in a negative way. Or put another way, when you allow them to affect you, that's going into your foundational system of who you are. Nothing, no one should ever speak into the system of your foundation, of your identity, no one except you and God. Now, it doesn't mean you turn away everyone who says good things about you or loves on you. Doesn't mean that. But you've got to be picky. You've got to know exactly the intent of the heart of what's being said by the person. Why are they saying it? And it doesn't mean you have to rack your brain of why, when, where, how, and why. You'll just know it. You'll know this is actually uplifting to me and it's building me up and it's strengthening me. And awakened people understand the reality of what to accept versus what to reject when it deals with positive versus negative people and positive and negative energy. You know, we can say it good and evil, whatever you want to call it. That's the case of it. And a lot of times when you get over into those complexes and into the comments people make about you and into the archetypes of that shadowed self, you will self-sabotage yourself and you'll create havoc and chaos for your life all day long. Because that's not what you're called to be. You're called to put down that shadowed self and get into your true self, your true identity of knowing what you can do and what you will do about the situation and understanding really the unfolding of life is so beautiful that you don't have to put a mask on anymore. You can truly be you. And that's one thing awakened people understand is I learned to be myself. I learned to have eyes and ears to see beyond the natural scope of life. Now, another thing that I really love about awakened people is this. Awakened people understand their frequency or attraction in their life. I'll say it again. Awakened people understand their frequency, which is their law of attraction in their life. That means you start noticing some people will begin to fall out of your life. You understand that your frequencies no longer match those people. I mean, in turn, your awakening frequency, for lack of better words, attracts you to a new grid of people, places, times, things, and events. Why? Because they're attracting of who you are becoming, no longer who you were. Okay? So that means that once you begin to get off the grid that you've been on, you get into this new grid, you will find where things you'll like as far as your events will begin to change. You'll find it where places you go, you no longer want to go. People now are coming and people are going, and now these new people want to do these new things in your life. You'll find even new things happening in your life. You'll find yourself saying, I don't know why my life has been so cluttered. In fact, you know what? I just feel like I need to clean my house. I feel like I need to move. I feel like I need to revamp, maybe redecorate, but I need to clean my house and just get rid of all this old junk I have, all these old clothes. You know, why these boxes have been stacked in the corner for years? And we're not talking about just natural things, but your natural will be affected by what goes on inside of you. So awakened people understand that it's time to clean house. inwardly and outwardly. It's time to really revamp. It's time to refresh. It's time to renew, because something has happened to me, and the things I used to like, I don't like anymore. And the people I used to like, I mean, I love them, but they no longer serve me. I no longer serve them. There's not a need there anymore. There's no longer basically a swapping of energy. So I need to bless them, but I need to move on, because I've got to begin to focus on who I'm becoming, not who I was to them anymore. Listen to me now. I'm learning to understand who I'm becoming and not giving in to who I used to be anymore. Because the person I used to be, that person doesn't exist anymore. And because they don't exist anymore, then what am I trying to accomplish? What am I trying to do? Acting like an older person that I was. Are you with me? You know, and so if that person no longer exists in your life, of the old you, the old shadowed you, or the person that you once was, then what are you doing? What are you doing with your life now? Because new people cannot come. You know, the old saying, you know, that God opens a door that no man can shut, and then we hear people say, you know, a new door opens when the old one shuts. You know, once we, you know, close a door, a new door opens. The truth is, that really is true. Because if you think you're going to get into something new, you will not get into something new unless you shut the door of the old. Because if not, you're double-minded. You've got one foot in the past, one foot in the future, and you're never going to progress. That's never helped anyone. You've got to learn to shut the door and realize, I'm no longer that person. I don't think the same anymore. I'm going to a higher place in Revelation. I'm realizing, and I'm tapping to me. I'm tapping to the idea of what I can accomplish. What is the mission of God upon me? And here's the key thing that I want you to remember, is the main principle is awaken people understand their frequency and the law of attraction in their life. That means you awaken not only to destiny, but you awaken to the fact, hold on, hold everything. I am now realizing why I have had these things in my life for so long. And that I'm empowered to get rid of all these things that I've been attracting. And I'm also empowered now to clean my slate, you know, to wipe my slate clean, which means I can wipe my life clean and start again. Because now I understand the swapping and the changing of energy. Now I understand that I am my own frequency. And I will only attract those frequencies that actually are likened unto me. Therefore, I need to make sure I am the correct and proper, healthy, aligned frequency that will attract healthy, aligned people that are actually already where I'm going to. Because here's the key thing you have to remember, is if you think for a moment you're going to get money because God, you're God's favorite, He's going to drop a check in the mail to you and you're going to get $1 million overnight because God prophesied to you you're going to get rich. Sorry, that's not how it worked. It's never worked that way. Very few times in history has God ever done that type of miracle. And the key thing is, if He even did do that, He would not even honor the Bible. He would not even, and the Bible says He honors His word above His name. That's not even how it works. Because a man that doesn't work doesn't eat. And so if he does that, then everything else in the Bible we need to just throw in the garbage, because none of it will be right. Because it has to align to the fact that a man that doesn't work doesn't eat. It has to align up to the fact, be faithful in the small things before I make a faithful and ruler over many things. Everything is line upon line, precept on precept. Everything starts from small beginnings. In Genesis, it started with a small world where there was void and there was darkness. And all of a sudden God began to build out of the smallness, out of the nothing, out of the void. You can't expect God to do anything else than what He's done as patterns for centuries on planet Earth. And so that's why people don't realize, because half people that claim this stuff, they don't know the Bible anyway. They don't. If you're that kind of person, you know, that thinks God's going to give them a check in the mail, you don't know the Bible then. No offense, but you don't know it. Because that's not how God functions and flows. The attraction of our lives mean that I've got to begin to awaken to the fact that I'm not looking for some spooky spiritual, you know, mentality of God give me a check in the mail for $1 million, like that's going to happen, or I'm going to win the lottery for $6.5 million, you know, dollars. Hey, now that's possible, but your chances are so extremely slim. Doesn't mean it can't happen, and you can begin to pull upon that. But the thing about attraction is learning to respect yourself. When people tell me, man, I'm going to believe God, I'm going to win the lottery, here's what they're saying to themselves, because I'm not educated enough to do anything else. else. I'm not smart enough. I'm not bright enough. I totally disrespect myself by thinking I can actually produce the finances myself to where it's hands-on, and I can say that I am, for lack of better words, controlled it because I have made it and created it by the grace of God. And that's what they're saying. When you claim your life, I want you to hear me out for a moment. When those people say, I can't wait to win the lottery, and that's all they look forward to, they never increase themselves in their own life, they never help feed into their identity, they never do this, never do that. What they're saying is, I totally disrespect myself. I have no love or respect for me. Therefore, the only way in my life to make it is to win that lottery. That's what they're saying. But a person who respects and loves and sees the power that lies within them understands, I can make $1 million easy, just like that. I can do whatever I want to do, just like that. Why? Because I have the Spirit of God in me. And I'm smart. I'm wiser than children of this world. I have what it takes to begin to build a business, to be an entrepreneur. I have what it takes to do anything I want to do in this life. And you can't even use the age-old, statement, well, I'm not completely educated. Half of the billionaires on this planet didn't even go to college. Half the multimillionaires didn't even graduate from school. So guess what? You have no excuse. There's absolutely, positively no excuse why you're poor. None. You might be like, wow, because guess what? I want to push you. I want to push you to the limits to say the reason why you are where you are right now is because you made that out of yourself. Learn to love yourself and say, I am empowered. See yourself. Imagine yourself. Close your eyes and imagine yourself as having this infused electricity flowing through your veins to where it is constantly electric and there's fire in you. Consider yourself to be Captain Marvel. Marvel, if you're a woman. Consider yourself to be Superman, Batman, whatever you want to think to be able to empower yourself. You remember, you have those supernatural powers. You have the strength and the powers to accomplish and to achieve anything and everything. And if you don't like your financial status where it is now, change it. Well, how do I do that? Awaken to it. Awaken to know who you are. When you awaken to the true you and the true power you have and the true electricity of the Almighty in you, and understanding that I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things, and nothing is too impossible for me to accomplish or achieve. When you know that and it burns in the fibers of your being, you'll say, you know what, lottery? Hey, give the lottery to somebody who truly needs it. Give the lottery to the ignorant. Give the lottery to the people who are starving, who maybe really doesn't have a way to even do these things. Give that to the poor, to people who truly need it. But for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. And what that means, I'm going to serve the fact that I'm going to be the highest version of myself I can be. I'm going to make my own funds. I'm going to create my own world, to own my own home, to have my cars paid off, my house paid off, and to do this. Folks, let me tell you something. I am that person. I am the person that I fought to be all of my life. And understanding that God doesn't show any favoritism. And through the awakening process, I begin to awaken in my life to say, wait a minute, I do have a control of my life. It doesn't mean I control my life and there's no God in the equation. No, that should be given. Anyone that has to explain themselves to you to say, well, it's all God, mister. Well, that's a given. I mean, how many times do we have to keep on telling people that? That's a given. That's a given for me. I wouldn't be nothing where I am today if it wasn't for Him. My Heavenly Father has walked me through the hell of my life and the good of my life. And you know what I begin to awaken to? Is saying, God, I really can do whatever I want to do, can I? And God says, absolutely, my son, you can do whatever you want to. You mean, God, I can crave, not idolize, but I can crave to be something that I'm not now. And all of a sudden, God corrected me. He said, don't crave to be something you're not now. God said, crave to be what you already are. Inside of you, you haven't awakened to yet. And bam, there it was right there. And so I realized at that moment that religion had tried to separate me. Religion separated me from the power. The truth is, I've always had the power. Before I was in my mother's womb, God knew me. I had the power when I entered the earth realm. And every single person on this planet has the power in them. And that power is knowing that God breathed life into humanity. You've got the breath of God in you. That ruach is what the word means. Ruach, wind of God in you. That's what the Hebrew word is for wind. Which means you've got it in you. What is stopping you? The only thing that's stopping you is yourself. Well, my mom and dad. Well, my divorce. Well, my neighbor. Well, my boss. Well, you know what? As long as you keep on blaming everyone else, you'll never be anything. Because once that person's out of your life, you'll find someone else to blame. Truth, that's true. You got to begin to say, I take responsibility, I blame myself. It's my fault I am the way I am. It's my fault I have what I have today, whether it's good or bad. I can do better. Take responsibility. I'm going to start knowing the frequency of my life and what I'm attracting, and bam, something in you begins to awaken to say, you know what? I'm gaining more momentum because I'm gaining more control, not in an unhealthy control, but a healthy control. Where you and God are co-piling this thing together, and you're understanding as a co-creator, you have a huge role to play in your life. This world was given, this world's God's, but this world was also given to you. And there's resources yet undiscovered. Out of 7 billion people, there are still resources in the earth that have still not been tapped into. There are millions upon quadrillions of ideas still yet to be discovered, that of people becoming millionaires every single day, people becoming more successful. Whatever success is to you, success doesn't always have to be money, folks. So don't get me wrong when I say this to you. Whatever success looks like to you, you claim that. You stand on that, and you tell me what it looks like. At the end of that moment, something begins to shift and change. All right? That's what I want you to see today. So start waking up, folks. Be more receptive to your environment. Be more receptive to you. Go inside yourself and not outside yourself, and your life will change dramatically. All right? I'm so happy for you guys to be joining me today. I want to encourage every one of you, go to my website, identitynetwork.net. When you do, get on our book club. Man, educating yourself has been powerful for me. Reading books has made me what I am today. Get on my book club, to where you get a book every single month by me, where I will teach you action plans and strategies to know how to begin to handle your life and do things you need to do. Go do that today. Sign up. It's called Hot Off the Press Book Club. You guys have a dynamic week, and don't forget to go and create your day today. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.